Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. And that's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. Having a great visit with our good friend, Ken Grombach. Ken is an original founding member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1998. During the first full year, we became a show and nationally syndicated. And by the way, Ken, looking forward to getting you back in about a month for our 15th anniversary week.
Do I have to buy you a present?
We're looking. Oh yes, you do have to buy me. Absolutely. Why do you think I'm inviting you back, Ken? Come on.
Yeah, I figured.
You knew there was a catch there, didn't you?
Like a fishing pole or something.
Exactly. No kidding. Did you feel the hook? Did you feel the hook set there, Ken? Ken is our top demographer in the Brain Trust, folks, and one of the top in the world. His book, The Age Curve, is outstanding. You've heard me talk about demographics even when Ken isn't here. I talked to you about why you must understand demographics, because it's a study of the humans who have the potential to come in your business and how old they are and how many of them there are and that kind of thing. Ken keeps up with that. Ken, one of the things that's been announced recently is that the birth rate in the United States has actually dropped, and for more than 1 year, right?
Yeah, I guess it peaked. We broke a record in 2007 with 4,316,000 at birth, and then it's fallen off since then. But it's never really strayed much away from the 4 million mark.
Okay.
And bottom line, we expected it to fall much more than that because the number of parents that are available that are currently 28 to 47 years old. I'm talking about people that are born here now, is small. So the big difference that was made up in our population were the Latinos as they poured into the country. They had a lot of kids, and mm-hmm. I tell folks, go find a Latino, kiss them on the lips, and thank them for coming, because they're going to be responsible for you collecting Social Security.
Right.
But here's what's going to happen. The big story is that the population born 1985 to 2004, called Generation Y. It's the biggest population in the history of the United States, and they're right now bumping up against getting married. And mm-hmm. so what we're going to see is a new crop of kids starting in 2 or 3 years, and then we're just never going to look back.
Well, the of course, and folks, if you remember, one of the things we've been doing over the years is the juxtaposition of U.S. birth rates being up while Europe and Japan, for example, were declining, and then China had their one-sided, lopsided demographic issue with the one child plan, birth plan that they had over there. That was kind of a wacky demographic scenario there. So the United States was one of the few, and I guess maybe the largest. Well, I can't say the largest, but one of the few countries or regions in the world where our birth rate was keeping up with the, you know, and was growing, which we needed to do. So now with this decline, that's just noteworthy, isn't it, Ken?
Well, it's noteworthy, but I caution folks. I said the decline is there, but it's really small. The big issue is replacement level fertility, and that mm-hmm. is are couples replacing themselves. Because in China they're not, in Russia they're not, in Italy
Europe
they're not, in Japan they're not, all of Europe they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the sub-Sahara Africa, they're producing tons of kids, but they die.
Right.
So the United States ends up being the only industrialized nation and the only big world power Western culture that is having children at above replacement level fertility, which means that we'll have a future labor force and no one else will.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of things though that I'm gonna throw out and tell me how close I am on why this birth rate might have contributed to this drop in birth rate. Number one, the economy. Number two, the fact that these young people are getting married and having, or at least let me rephrase that. Never mind getting married. They're having babies later in life than boomers did. Maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't approach an average of 4 to 5 years longer. And that's two. And number three, a lot of these people, not only the economy, but a lot of these young folks are coming out of college owing a house, meaning tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on student loans. And it's kind of hard to imagine how they were going to afford a family when they're making $300, $400, $500 a month payments on their student loans. So those three things, what do you think?
I've got a daughter in college right now. She's 20 years old. She's a junior at Burton College in just outside of Boston. And one of the criteria with kids now is they'll date, they'll be friendly, and then they'll ask each other, how much student loan debt do you have? Because
right.
if it's too much, we're not interested.
So
because if you bring a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of debt into this marriage,
right.
We got a problem.
Well, yeah, no, it's sort of like in the old days, I don't want to sound, I know I'm dating myself. In the old days, girls wanted to make sure the guy would work, would have a job.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Well,
so now on your Facebook page, you need to say no college debt.
No college debt.
And then wait for the phone to ring off the hook, right?
Yeah. Well, that's,
But it's both ways, though. I mean, the guy's got to be asking the girl, too. It's not just girls and guys. Girls asking guys.
No, not only that, but there's going to be a time when the woman's going to become breadwinner. I mean, probably in a lot of cases, that's true now.
Interesting. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with King. Can you give us your website quickly, please?
KGCDirect.com.
.com. And the book is called The Age Curve. Check it out. King Grumbach and I will be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.